There's an emerging pattern that a number of disputes now are becoming very protracted. The bargaining takes a long time and they're backed by protracted industrial action.
In terms of the difference between Fair Work and Work Choices, is there actually a substantial difference in the bargaining procedures and the right to industrial action?
Yes, the Fair Work Act introduced good faith bargaining. It's associated with elaborate rules about ballots, commencing bargaining, taking action, and therefore I think what is happening is that the trade union officials are raising the expectation of workers they have to produce a good outcome, that they're in for a long campaign, and also it seems to me that the system has allowed trade union officials to become more confident that with a long campaign they can beat employers into submission.
But is there anything inherently wrong with good faith bargaining? It does apply both to the unions and the employers, does it not?
Oh, yes, it certainly does, and good faith bargaining principles certainly should be followed. People should respect each other's position, respond to requests for information if it's reasonable. That sort of conduct is inherent in any industrial situation. But what I think happens here is the unions have got this confidence that they can use the system to beat employers into submission. Also, for smaller employers, the system appears and is very complex. It's now multi-layered. There's agreements, awards, and national employment standards. And when these smaller employers are faced with a union coming on strong on a campaign, many just give up, cop what they're going to get from the union, or stick to the award. And so I think it's a bad outcome for both the business and often for the employees.
But aside from the good faith bargaining provisions, is there actually much different in the machinery of how you bargain under Fair Work than there was under Work Choices?
There's not a great deal of difference. One of the major differences, of course, was that under the Work Choices and the legislation before that, there was an option for individual agreements and bargaining with individual employees. And also, under the previous system, there was a greater capacity to have non-union agreements. It is now very difficult to win a non-union agreement under current rules.
Now, you've mentioned a rise in industrial disputes. What sectors has that particularly affected, and over what time frame are we talking?
Well, one particular sector has had a very significant increase in industrial disputation, one I know a lot about, which is the construction industry. The number there has risen to 40 in the last June quarter 2011 figures. Working days lost per 1,000 employees rose to 44. Now, that is the worst figure for over 7 years. When the ABCC was created in 2005, the 2006 figures were down at 1.6. It's now 44. But across the board, the latest ABS stats show that industrial disputation has increased.
That seemed to be concentrated in Queensland for some reason.
That was a note in the ABS release, but the figure rose from 22,000 days, working days lost. It increased to over 60,000, a substantial increase, and I'm not sure all of that was in Queensland. But in addition to that, there's been protracted disputes with a number of companies, Toyota, BHP come to mind. Customs, of course, has had a long dispute and continuing dispute. Victoria Police. There's quite a few places where there's been protracted negotiations backed by industrial action.
I mean, looking at a list of some of the protracted disputes, they do seem very heavily concentrated in the public sector rather than in the private sector, including many state public sectors that aren't governed by the Fair Work Act.
Yes, well, but a lot of the state public sectors are governed by the Federal Act, while they are state-governed employees. The majority of their sort of big workforces, like teachers and the health sector, are often federally regulated. And, of course, in Victoria, it's all a federal system.
And over the longer term, though, the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations has noted a fall in industrial action over the past, say, 20 years, looking at a broader horizon.
Oh, yes. Look, it's certainly not to that stage. We had a bad reputation, I suppose, back in the 70s and 80s and before that, as being a strike-prone country. It has improved markedly, but there is a sense, though, that the unions are back in town. They're assertive, they're prepared to take issues on, they're running strong campaigns on issues like contract labour, etc. And I think that we're in for a rougher spot.
But ironically, that fall in industrial action, according to the department, has corresponded almost exactly with the introduction of protected industrial action provisions in 1993.
Yes, that's right. I think before those protected industrial action became available, Australia was characterised by a lot of disputation, but the strikes tended generally to be of shorter duration. Now we're moving with good faith bargaining, I think, more towards the American system, where the number of disputes mightn't be great, but when we do have one, it is long, it's protracted, and it's hard to settle.
Now, the government's argued that, if anything, the Qantas dispute highlights the effectiveness of the Fair Work Act and the role of Fair Work Australia in terminating the industrial action of both parties, the lockout as well as the strike action that had been going on. Can you see a way to make the act any more effective other than a return to individual contracts which were rejected in the 2007 election?
I think that, there would be a number of changes. I think perhaps particularly in areas which are crucial to the functioning of the economy, for example, health, education, major transport, electricity, there might be a case to look at just the capacity to take industrial action for how long that should be allowed to happen. You might shorten the periods under which action is permitted. There'd be changes like that which could be made to make the system more effective. In the Qantas dispute, negotiations are commencing in August 2010 and culminating in serious industrial action in October 2011 is not a good argument that the Act is working.
But Qantas could have taken its case to Fair Work Australia much earlier had it chosen to.
It could have taken it there, yes, but I suppose, like a lot of employers today, it prefers to avoid going to the tribunal unless the circumstances are dire.